right now, ExxonMobil is still our biggest customer. So there's a lot, Max Arnold or others will haul to them. They'll make an E10 blend up, 10% ethanol, and then their backhauls bring in gasoline with 10% ethanol in it to the whole region. You know, the Nashville metro area includes us when you start talking about gasoline. And our plant here at 50 million gallons a year, 16 million bushels a year, can supply about a third of the ethanol needs for those terminals that serve a metro area that might include us. Okay, 75-mile radius.
Right.
So we're a Nashville ethanol supply. We don't ship it much else for fuel ethanol, but as we went back past the shiny tanks, the stainless steel tanks, something new since COVID, we kind of got into the hand sanitizer. We're making a high purity ethanol that goes into several different products. We're selling customers in Louisiana and Virginia for vinegar. We're selling to Florida to make cooking wine. We're selling to Atlanta to make RV antifreeze. That's a truck just picked up yesterday, and that'll be a contract here nearby that's a recreational vehicle antifreeze in their potable water systems. So they need a potable ethanol for that antifreeze. So those are some of the things you do with high purity ethanol, and it's almost what they call a vodka quality or beverage quality. It's got to be clean for all these different industrial or commercial customers. And of course, we're standing outside our distiller shed. This is a distiller's dried grains. One third of every bushel of corn ends up as distiller's dried grains. And when we go out, we'll go past the wet feed pad where local cattle farmers will use as much as 20% of our animal feeds will go to cattle. But the other 80 to 95%, kind of seasonal, is poultry in the region where 10% of every chicken ration is distiller's dried grains, which stores, just like corn or other grains, will store year-round in a bunk like this or in a silo, and they'll make up the ration for poultry, which is chickens, nearby.